Namaste, I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning into my channel. Make sure you hit that subscribe button in order to get new video content. Now, I'm going to be talking about this week's cosmic vibes. What's coming up every day? What's coming in the future? How do we work and utilize these energies every single day to the fullest? And especially what days are not so good to work on it. So before I begin, I am going live on YouTube on my channel. Set your clocks, you guys. Set this date on Tuesday, April the 30th at 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. Pacific Time. I'm going to be giving you guys and doing some predictions of what I see coming up. And you never know. I'm very spontaneous. I might just do some free clairvoyant psychic readings as well. However, the only way that you're going to be able to have that chance is to tune in. I'm just saying, there's already a link on my channel to join me live. Let's do it, you guys. Let's make it happen. So, anyways, now the vibes that are coming up this week are extraordinary. How many of you have been waiting and have been wanting to create a new life for yourself? How many of you are waiting? I am. I am open to new opportunities that are best for my highest self and my highest growth of evolution. You guys have felt and seen the shift. We also have the ending of Mercury retrograde. Thank the Lord. Oh my goodness sakes, on the 25th. You got to be a little careful though, because we still have that post shadow for a couple of weeks afterwards, right? Mercury retrograde, technical issues, electronical issues, missed messages. So, whenever you guys have sent messages, how many of you have been like, where did it go? Like the other person's like, I never got that message. Or you notice you sent it to the wrong person. Always double check before you're sending messages and continue that on. And if somebody hasn't received a message, get in touch with them. Check your junk and spam folder as well. So many things happen during Mercury retrograde. However, this is also a month to really slow down, really reflect on what's going on. Also, look back to year 2000. What were you guys going and doing around May 2000? There's some similar events that are coming to the surface that have come to the surface. You're going to see some similarities. Like we're talking like major endings or new beginnings, whatever it is. Reflect back to that time, because this week you're going to see similar situations. And it's also going to show you what are you still hanging on to? Like what really, really needs to end? What are you guys working through? What have you been working through? We also have this full moon in Scorpio, like, oh my goodness sakes, on the 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, right? Scorpio energy, transformation. You can transcend in quantum leaps when you're ready to surrender and stop fighting what needs to end. There's certain things that, we're like, gosh, I need to end this. I'm not happy with my job, or I'm not happy in my relationship, or I'm not happy with my health, or like whatever it is. This full moon is even going to show that more, because it's that opportunity to rebirth yourself. Let it go. This is why your new life, if you look back onto this whole entire month of April, even towards the end of March, your soul has been showing you what really, truly needs to go, what was not in balance. How many of you guys got affected by that solar eclipse on April the 8th? That was very powerful. That was the most powerful eclipse in over 54 years. So it was bringing things to give you that like rude awakening, as I call it. So that's why I work with these energies rather than working against it. Because when you work against these energies, it's not going to work with you. It won't. That's why it's very important to not push or force anything to happen. Allow things to happen. I know, Jenny, but I've been waiting and waiting and waiting forever. Things do come together at the right divine timing. They truly do. And especially when you reflect back at the end of this year, which realistically we're sneaking up to. I mean, it's April, but this is a very fast energy year with the universal eight number. We're in the year of the dragon, huge manifesting. This is when you can manifest the life you want. You have to stay positive. You have to seize opportunities. You're going to see opportunities coming up for you this week. Just say yes. Just say, I know, but I'm scared. Face your fears. Face your fears. You're going to be facing what's not comfortable. I know, but oh my God, I get it. I'm somebody that jumps into the unknown and take a lot of risks. That's just me. That's just myself, right? You have to go in your own comfort zone, but I'm telling you, when you have new opportunities coming up for you this week, really pay attention. Listen to the voice of your spirit. That's your soul speaking. What resonates with you? What really resonates with you? I know, Jenny, I'd really love to do this and I'd really like to do that. Exactly. This is why you're especially going to getting pulled into this week of starting a new life. You're even going to see on the 22nd and 23rd, there very well could be some sudden endings in your relationships. Because this eclipse energy also ends that day as well. So, which brings on sudden endings. The 20th and the 21st is huge, like huge. Look back to 2010 to 2011 and 1997. What was happening? What was going on back then? I mean, myself, that's when I moved to Ireland. And then I moved back in 2011. My relationship ended with my ex. It's a long story. It wasn't working out for me. I knew it wouldn't. However, I took that chance and I didn't listen to my intuition. Even when I was sending boxes over to Ireland before I was moving, they're coming back. The post office was like, Jenny, we're getting your boxes coming back. And I'm like, what? I paid all this money to ship boxes, right? The post office repaid it. And I'm like, and I talked to the ladies at the post office. They knew me there. I was shipping a lot of things. And they're like, Jenny, don't worry. You know, you're supposed to go. And I'm like, no, I don't think I am. So when you're not listening to the voice of your soul speak, you are going to see the consequences. So be very careful because similar situations are coming back, really paying attention. That's why I haven't jumped into really quickly to move certain places. You know, I almost signed a new lease this week and I'm like, wait, wait, don't sign huge new contracts in the Mercury retrograde time. Research, do things. There's new opportunities coming up. Yes, be very careful if you're signing documents, signing new contracts, we're still in that energy. You've been really evolving. You've been growing. You know, you've let go a lot of different things, and you're going to see new opportunities coming with your talents and your abilities. You know, we're all unique, you know, in our own way, and we all have different talents and abilities to share. Maybe some of you are writers, maybe you're a, you know, like a personal trainer, maybe you're a doctor, like whatever it is. Right? When you're embracing who you are and being authentic, this is when you'll see things flowing. You really will. You're going to see, you know, things coming up for you this week with new opportunities, with your talents. You might get that job promotion. You might get offered a new job. A new opportunity could be coming up where they're like, hey, you know, we could use somebody like you. Really pay attention because there's a lot of talented energies out there. I love to see people and their talents. You know, I really do. I'm like, wow, look at this amazing painting. Like, wow, such talent. You know, or listen to that person sing, like, wow. Or maybe, you know, they're like, they build homes and I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. When you stay true to you, follow your path rather than the path of other people. Why would you follow the path of other people? What? Why? For what reason? It's not going to work for you. It really won't. It will backfire on you. It really will. The truth gets exposed always. We have seen it in the world. It's coming out even more so. For those of you who've been watching my videos, I've been talking about a lot of different changes that are coming, and it's happened. Even if you go back to listen to my prediction video for this year that I did, I think December 2023, things have already happened and are happening, right? So you have to stay true to you, step out of your comfort zone, and stand your ground. You want that new life? What are you doing to make those changes? I'm just sitting back waiting for somebody to ring my doorbell and saying, here's a check for $1 million. I know, you know, someone like that. He just thinks that things are just going to be given to him. And he sits back and he cries, why isn't my life moving forward? You know, why isn't this happening? And I'm like, what have you done? Or what are you working towards? What changes have you been implementing? How have you been making this happen for you? No, you know what, things are going to happen for a reason. And you know, somebody's going to ring my doorbell and give me that $1 million. And then he cries why things don't happen for him. Right? Like, we all have our own journey. Don't ever judge anybody. But I'm just saying, you want to make and see things happen, you got to take the risk to make it happen. This full moon in Scorpio, it's very karmic. It's a date of fate. It's a date of destiny. It's a date of huge rebirth and transformation. Face what is not working for you, because it could be very emotional, very emotional. It's bringing lessons from the past back to focus. It's bringing things up from the past that you might get triggered from. Really pay attention on the 23rd. It's a full moon, I'm just saying. A lot's going to come to the surface. There can be a lot of new beginnings as well on that day. You know, full moons are endings, new beginnings, and so on. Scorpio's huge transformation. Scorpio's sting. How many of you guys have been stung by a Scorpio? When I was in Arizona, I was staying with a friend of mine, Elias D. Mohan, who had passed away many years ago. And he showed me a Scorpio. He lived in Cave Creek in Scottsdale. And he showed me a Scorpio on the kitchen floor, a yellow scorpion. I'm like, oh my God. So he always told me, Jenny, leave your slippers up. I stayed in his guest room, and he said, always leave your slippers or shoes up on the nightstand. Don't put them on the floor because the Scorpio can move into your feet. And I'm like, what? So anytime I'd shake out my suitcase, or if I wanted to wear a shirt or something, I'd shake it out or put my shoes on. I'd shake it out to make sure. So Scorpio can sting. So this full moon can sting. So pay attention. Really pay attention to the energy of that time. And really reflect on past lessons learned, right? Because the 27th and the 28th, there's so much growth during that time. You know, even what happens to you on the full moon, depending where your mindful is and where you're conscious at, there's a lot of growth. There's a lot of rebirth. Really, really reflect back. And you're really especially going to be feeling that pull to make these new changes. I want this life. I want a new beginning. I don't want this happening anymore. I'm tired of this. You can make it happen. Make it happen. Confront your fears. I'm not saying jumping out of a plane, doing bungee jumping. I mean, I actually would do that. I think it would be very cool. As long as I had a hot guy, like an instructor, right? I'd be like, I'm all over that. As long as you strap yourself around me, I'm there. I'm just saying. So any hot airplane instructors out there, give me a call. Right? Listen to your soul and have fun. There's too much negative events going on in the world. You have to take time for you and have fun, release that inner child, you know. And when you're making decisions and you're like, you know, I feel much better now. I feel more at peace that I've made this decision, whatever it is. You know you have made the right decision, because the mind can play tricks on you. When we overthink, overprocess, we're not seeing clarity. Like even today, I'm turning my phones off and I'm going to be going out. I want to find some horses. I'm very drawn to horses. I'm a fire horse, Leo fire. So I got double the power of the fire energy and so on, double the passion. So yeah, I'm turning my phone off. I'll get back to you all who message me and such like that. I need some space and time for myself right now. I've been on overdrive for a little while now, right? Let me know. I can, send me a message. You want to book a reading? Let me know. I will get back to you and book you in. Have no worries. So now the planetary energies, it always affects different parts of our body and also your pets, right? So you might be finding on the 21st to the 23rd, like your kidney or bladders, or maybe you're having some itchy skin and you're like, what's going on? Like, why all of a sudden are me and my family having really itchy skin? Right? Like, do we have something in our house? Right? It's the planetary alignment. Like, you might find your dog scratching itself or your animals are scratching itself, right? The 24th to the 25th, you might have more sensitivities with your genitals, your anus, your prostate areas as well, right? Just be gentle on yourself. The 26th to the 27th, liver, hips, thighs, and sacrum area, and make sure you're gently stretching. Stretching is very important because you could find that your muscles might tense up. This is also a year where there could be more strains, where there could be like broken bones, there could be like, oh gosh, wow. And if take it easy. It's more accident prone year as well. So make sure when you're driving to take extra caution. So the 28th to the 30th, you might find some knee problems, some joint issues. Be careful, stretch, even, like your backbone and your hair as well. You could be finding it off. Like, I have good and bad hair days myself. I don't like my hair being this short, but my hairdresser said, Jenny, you got dead ends. I know. So just do it. Just do it. Fresh, cut off the old, embraces the new. Right. Really, really important you guys do that. 28th of April is also a master number day. It's a higher vibrational day. You could be feeling more confident about yourself, about your abilities, about your talents, about the work that you're doing. Maybe you're like, I'm very confident in the direction that I'm moving to. I now know where I want to move to. I now know what job I want. I now know what I don't want, especially what I don't want. Right? There's huge karmic energies at play this week with the 20th and 21st. Right? Because your soul wants to put you to where you really belong. That can take a little bit of time because it's very powerful. That's a very powerful energy that's happening around that time with Jupiter and Uranus, right? Very powerful energy. Expect the unexpected. Be open. This is why it's like, embrace what direction you really want to gravitate towards. I want a new life. I'm 60 years old. I'm 20 years old. I'm 40 years old. No matter what age you are, I want a new life. I want a new beginning. Start writing down what changes you want to make. When you start doing that, you're going to see change start happening. Baby steps. Vision board. Create your vision board. I talk about that all the time. Right? Because there's sudden endings coming this week as well. Expect the unexpected. Travel delays we still have. Like, there's different places that, I'm like, geez, I'd like to go here. Right? I'd like to just be able to get away for the weekend and go here. But I'm like, no, that's not the time. It's Mercury retrograde. Going to certain new locations and stuff like that. Right? I'm just kind of hanging on there. So I'm drawn to move to a certain place. So we'll see where spirit takes me. That's why it's like, don't rush, rush, rush. Things are coming together. Things are happening. Don't overthink. I do overthink where I'm moving to. to be honest with you, I do. But I'm like, stop that. There's a place that I keep hearing where I'm supposed to be at. I've heard it for a little while. So we'll see. It actually came up in April, but I didn't even inquire. I didn't even go there because it's not the time to sign brand new contracts. So I'm like, okay, if I would have, maybe that place I would have moved to, that unit or whatever, there could have been a lot of issues, or the neighbors might not be good, right? Or maybe there's issues with the suite, right? For whatever reason. So, I will take a look at it after Mercury retrograde ends and see. I might not be available, Jenny. Who cares? I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried at all. Where I'm supposed to be, spirit will lead me to. When you trust spirit, I am leaving this up to you to decide for my highest purpose. I want to be at the place that's going to make me happy. I've already got my specific details of what I'm looking for. Spirit knows I've written it down on my vision board. So they know what I'm looking for. So wherever I do move to, it's got to be dog friendly, because maybe next year sometime I will get another dog. Right? I'm so heartbroken. I'm still so very heartbroken over my dog Bella, who passed away in February. I'm still so heartbroken. I miss her dearly. Even though I'm an animal communicator and I can communicate with her every day, I still miss her. So when I do move and get settled in, maybe next year sometime I'll get another dog, if it's the right time and if I'm truly ready, right? So, but anyways, let's talk about what messages are going to be coming in from the spirit world, right? So I don't use cards because I'm a clairvoyant psychic medium, and one-on-one sessions with me, it's I read into your level of consciousness, and you're reading specifically for you of what I see for you, not worldly, for you, right? However, because this is YouTube, we're going to do it more for the collective. So this is why I'm going to be pulling some cards to see what the message is from the spirit world. It's a very powerful week, you guys. Very powerful. April is off the charts and a lot of very powerful energy to create your life and to make these changes. I've made some changes myself and I'm making more changes. I'm always open for new opportunities. Always. That's best for my highest self and my highest purpose. So you got to go by what feels right for you. If it doesn't, I've turned certain things down. I'm like, thanks for the opportunity. I just don't feel I'm the right person for that, or whatever reason, right? Really listen to your intuition. And when there's new opportunities, especially coming up for you this week, that you're like, wow, that's incredible. That's amazing. Or, that feels right, but I'm scared. Go for it. Seize these new opportunities this week, especially the 20th, 21st. It's huge. Really pay attention. I want to know what happens to you guys on the 20th and 21st this week. Let me know. Let me know. That energy is going to continue on for quite some time, because your soul is really going to be placing you to where you're supposed to be. There's something else that I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work for me. So spirit, I'm open up for more opportunities for me, right? So really pay attention. We get these pre-signs when something, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to continue on with this. I'm not really seeing anything from it. I'm working really, really hard, and it's just, I need more than that, like whatever it is, whatever it is, right? So pay attention, because your soul is guiding you and pointing you towards a new life, like who's ready, right? So anyways, enough rambling. I can ramble on forever, right? So now, what is the message from the spirit world from the 21st to 28th of April? What's the message from the spirit world collectively from the 21st to the 28th of April? What's the message from the 21st to the 28th of April? There's still people from your past coming back who might want to apologize to you, by the way, asking you for forgiveness for how they treated you Pay attention and be open to it. Now, isn't this interesting? The card from the universe is slow and steady. Now, I always tell everybody, slow and steady wins the race. You know, when we try to push, 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 or force certain things to happen, it will not work. The universe is like, it's not the right time for you. You know, maybe it's just not the right direction for you. Things come together at the right timing. You know, and this is not a month to start a brand new relationship either with somebody new, right? If it's somebody from your past coming back, right, there's new opportunities for that. But if you do, just go slow and steady. Don't rush, you know, with anything. Don't push too forward. Do your research on certain things. You know, some of you guys are planning for this and planning on that. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Right. I've, you know, recently implemented some new changes with myself as well. And I'm like, you know what? This is going to take a little bit of time. Be gentle on yourself. Right. Be gentle on yourself. My gosh, show yourself some love. How many of you guys do that? I'm hard on myself, I must say. Really contradictory, isn't it? Right. So it, you know, we have to do that. We have to balance. Show ourselves some love, show ourselves some kindness, and towards others as well. You know, we're all affected. We are all going and struggling through certain things that, you know, we all have been, especially with more truth being exposed in this world. Things are ugly. However, it's really important to stay positive in the mindset. Keep focusing on yourself. Keep moving forward towards your dreams, what you want to do, what you want to work towards, and so on. And you'll see how things will slowly come together, right? Some things will be quicker than the others, especially 20th and 21st this week coming up. Seize the opportunity. Seize it. Alrighty then. So what's the energy and message from the spirit world, the 21st to the 28th? It's a message from the spirit. Message from the spirit world. Message from the spirit world. Message from the spirit world. What's the message from the spirit world? And look up in the sky, by the way, on the 20th and 21st as well. You might see something up there. So, now, the card that fell down here, excuse me, is all about rebirth, inspiration, creativity, and transformation. Like, how perfect is that? Seriously, how perfect is that? The full moon Scorpio energy is about transformation and rebirth. It's going to be a very powerful full moon. It can be a lot emotional, very emotional. You might be feeling really tired. The sleep could be off as well. Go with the flow. If you can get in touch with water, if you can go swimming, go by, you know, like a lake or an ocean, if you can spend time by a pool, drink a lot of water as well. Drink a lot more water, right? So if you take a look at, you know, rebirthing yourself, creating that new life, you're going to see new opportunities opening up for you. Let me know. Let me know. Interesting how these universe makes these cards kind of fall down, right? So now our animals are very sensitive, of course, right? They pick up on a lot of different energies, and it's really important to watch them, right? It's like whenever they bark, of course, you know, or growling, they're letting you know that something is not right, to pay attention, right? So even these cosmic energies affects your animals. Same as it affects us, it affects them more. So that's why, especially whenever there's solar flares and such like that, your animals might be feeling sick. And even around the new moons and the solar flares and such and different planetary changes, more animals have a tendency to pass on. And you might even be getting some pre-signs from your animals that they're soon going to be leaving. So they can start giving you these pre-signs, as I call it, right? So what's the message from our animal world? Like, I get messages all the time from our animal world. Animals who are alive and animals who have passed on. What's the message from the animal world? 21st to the 28th. Message from our animals. Too many cards. Message from our animal kingdom. It's a message from our animal kingdom for the 21st, 28th. So the card that fell out is the kangaroo. Be grateful for all you're blessed with. Absolutely. Gratitude. I mean, I'm grateful for even the smallest things. I'm grateful to be able to talk to you guys. I'm grateful for, you know, having a deck of cards, right? Even the smallest little things I'm very grateful towards. You know, I have some amazing friends out there, some amazing, you know, soul connections with other people who I'm truly grateful towards. You know, I'm very grateful for the smallest little things. That's just myself, right? That's just myself. Really take a look at what you're grateful for. Even start writing down a list of certain things that you're very grateful for. You're going to start to see things adding up. I'm grateful for having a roof over my head, right? You know, those things, there's people who don't have that. There's people that are homeless. There's people that don't have a place to stay, right? So be very grateful for everything that you share and that you have. I mean, I give a lot of things away, a lot. Like it just, it continues on. It's just who I am. So let's pull a card here. Getting drawn to actually this deck over here. I always get drawn to certain cards and certain decks before I do these videos. So what is the message from the 21st to the 28th? Now, if you resonate with these cards, these messages are definitely for you. Let me know how you're gravitating this, and I'm hearing and feeling a Mary Magdalene energy very, very prominent by right now, by the way, too. Wow. Very strongly Mary Magdalene energy. Around the temples and such. So maybe some of you are planning on going on like a sacred pilgrimage, can't even pronounce it, a sacred journey. How many of you guys are going on a sacred journey somewhere to do more soul searching, let's say? We can do soul searching at any place. You know, that soul searching comes from within. However, I'm hearing specifically that somebody or some of you are going on a very sacred journey to a very far location. I'm seeing temples and very old, ancient ruins and everything, like a pilgrimage. It's not coming out. So very sacred journey, I'll just say that. Okay, so from the 21st to the 28th, we're also in Taurus season, by the way, so happy birthday to my fellow Taurian. My words. Okay, so this card fell out. Feminine inspiration. Find strength in your sisterhood. Maybe some of you guys are going to be connecting or spending more time with your sister. Maybe you have a friend that you consider like a sister. You know, family doesn't have to be blood. It's only just the family you're born into. I mean, for me, I have, you know, there's certain friends I have that I consider that are deep, true soul connections that are my family. My soul tribe is my family for me. That's how I see things. You know, so we just get born into certain families that, you know what I mean, biologically, right? However, who we connect with on a soul-to-soul connection, through our heart, you know, those are our true soul families. So maybe you're like, you know what, maybe I'm going to go visit my sister. Maybe I'm going to go visit my friend who, you know, I really feel in my heart that's like a real sister to me, right? So isn't that interesting? Feminine inspiration. Maybe some of you guys are getting more in touch with your femininity as well. Making more changes, feminine sides on the left, male is on the right. Pay attention to where the body's out of alignment, right? Maybe some of you guys are getting a transformation under the Scorpio full moon, like a new look, a new appearance, right? So follow your path that feels right to you. I'm just saying. So now make sure you guys tune in and join me live on the 30th of April. How many of you are going to do that? There is a link. Not under this video, but there is a link on my YouTube channel. It went up. So you'll see it. You will see it. Join me live on the 30th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Mountain Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, where I'm going to be doing live predictions. And you never know. I might just do a couple of free readings for those of you who are actually tuned in. The only way that's going to happen is to subscribe to my channel, hit that little red button down there, and I will see you all later.